Turn now to Matthew chapter 11, page 1011 in your Scofield Bible. Reading just three verses 28 through 30, and we'll likewise read these in unison. Okay, let's read together. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you so very much for another great day. Every time we meet here, it's a special time. It's the best day of the week. And we thank you for our church. We thank you for that which is preached here on a consistent basis. We thank you for the power of your word. We thank you that we have a man of God who believes it, who preaches it, and who learns from thee that which we need to know and passes it on that we might live a life that's blessed to thee and a life that's better equipped for this world. We pray that you'd help us this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
This morning, I'm going to take a little morsel that is very, very tasty and put it in the midst of some things that you have heard me say before. But I want to give you this morning what I think is one of the sweetest little statements in all the Bible, and I promise you that most, if not all of us, have overlooked it. And I want to read for you. You will not see it when I read it, but I want to read it for you. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul, for my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Our Heavenly Father, I hope I can do justice this morning to the truth that I have to present, and I hope that my people will do justice to it. This wonderful truth, in fact, I guess the greatest truth there is, bless us as we speak it and as we hear it. Amen. One of the great passages in all the Bible. Come unto me, listen to me now, no talking. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I'm going to take the next few minutes, and let me remind you once again that I will be out before 12:30 and probably some few minutes before that. I will not be preaching after 12:10. In fact, I'm almost sure I'll be through by 12:05, maybe 12 o'clock. So don't you worry about having to stay longer because we had the Lord's Supper. I want you just to relax and realize you'll be out about the same time. And I want you to listen as it were life and death. I said one of the great verses in all the Bible. Come unto me, said the Savior, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Also, one of the most misunderstood verses in all the Bible. I dare say that there are not a dozen people in this room this morning that at this moment understand exactly what this verse means. All of you who listen will know it in a few moments, and those of you who love God and love this book will rejoice when you find the truth. Now I'm going to give you a little introduction before I get to the main truth. I'm going to study each word, or at least most of the words. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. I want to look at the word rest. That word rest means not rest from your burden, but rest in your burden. God never promises you to take your burden away. I said it again. God never promises you to take your burden away. Truth is, he said, let every man bear his own burden. Oh, you say, Brother Hiles, pray that God will lift this burden. No, I won't. If I did, it wouldn't do any good. Because God's not going to take your burden away. The first thing I want you to notice And this word rest means not rest from your burden, but rest in your burden. The difference in the unsaved world and those Christians that walk with God is not the fact that we don't have burdens, it's the fact that we have rest in our burden. God does not deliver you from your heartache. God gives you strength in your heartache and gives you helps you bear the burden that is yours. Now I want you to notice a second thing. He does not take your burden. I've already said that. He does not take your burden. We sing sometimes, yes, Jesus took my burden. I could no longer bear. Yes, Jesus took my burden in answer to my prayer. My anxious fear subsided. My spirit was made strong. For Jesus took my burden and left me with a song. That is a beautiful song. It just isn't true. Whoever wrote that song doesn't know the Bible very well. Yes, Jesus took my burden and left me with a song. No, He gave you a song to sing as you bear your burden. It does not say here that you get rest. Are you listening to me? It does not say that you get rest from your burden. It says you get rest in your burden. And it does not say that Jesus lifts your burden. Number three, introduction now. It does not say He lightens your burden. Listen to me now. Quit looking around. Listen to me. I got something to tell you. It does not say He lightens your burden. No, He doesn't. In fact, He won't do one single thing to your burden. All right. Number four. He simply gives you another yoke that makes the same burden easier for you to bear. Let me illustrate. Back in World War II, I was a paratrooper. My first jump, we had some old harnesses back in those days. You guys have been paratroopers since then. Don't know a thing about this, but old harness. The first time I jumped, these straps that came across the shoulder here, the first time I jumped, this strap here pulled my skin off. The strap was about 2 inches wide or 1.5 inches wide, and it pulled my skin off, just jerked it too. It jerked my skin right off and just peeled the skin back about 1.5 inches wide. Now then, they came out later with some harnesses that were a lot better. And we got those harnesses. We jumped out of the same plane. We jumped the same height. We had the same type parachute above us. But we had new harnesses. So God says today, Jesus says today, if you have a burden, you come to me. And no, He doesn't say, I'll take your burden off and you can go back without your burden. That's not true. He says, come to me and I will give you another harness. You'll have the same burden, but I'll give you another yoke, if you please. Now then, follow me carefully. He says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. That's not two statements. That's one. He's saying, my yoke is easy, so my burden is light. For example, I ate lunch and I am full. I am full because I ate lunch. For example, I have my coat on and I am warm. I am warm because I have my coat on. So he says, my yoke is easy. He says, my yoke is easy, so my burden is light. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Now, ladies and gentlemen, every single person needs a burden. Every single person needs a heartache. But Jesus said, I will not lift your heartache. I will not take it away. But you come to me and I will give you another harness that will make the same load you had easier for you to bear. There's another one thing I want you to notice is the word yoke here. The word yoke is... It means there's two people in it. The word yoke in Webster's means a frame that harnesses a pair. A frame that harnesses a pair. Brother Moffitt, get up here, would you please? And you and I are both going to be mules. Face this way. And you're behind us, Brother Bob, there. And you got the reins there in your hand. And we're pulling together. Now, Jesus said, if you'll come to me, I'll get that yoke with you. I'll help you pull. I won't lift it, but I'll help you pull. But now, here you are, Brother Moffitt, you are these people, and I am Jesus. I'm not much, but I happen to be more qualified in this case. All right? See, here you are right here. You're pulling, hold it, but here's what Jesus said. He said, come unto me. And he said, I will give you rest. My yoke is easy. I'll get there and I'll help you pull. Thank you, Brother Roy. Now, so I'm saying this morning, if you have a burden, hey, come to Jesus with it. He says, I'll give you a new yoke. I'll give you a new harness. But that isn't all. I'll get in the harness with you and I'll help you pull. Now, the truth is, God never does tell you he'll lift your burden from you or take your burden. And the truth is, every single one of us, we need burdens and we need loads to carry. This old nation of ours, I'm about to get mad now, this old nation of ours, no responsibility. My Bible says it is good for one to bear the yoke in his youth. Some of you guys, all you're doing in school is playing basketball and playing baseball. You ought to get your little job a little bit and work. Get your paper out or something. Some of you guys in college, your mom and dad are paying the whole bill. Don't be ashamed of yourself. It is good for a man to bear the yoke in his youth. This old age of ours, Nintendo and television and all that stuff, and play, and pay guys millions of dollars for playing a little boy's game, running around in shorts, bouncing a ball, and pay them millions of dollars. Brother, our country's going to hell because our young people have not been taught to bear their own yoke. It's good for a man to bear the yoke in his youth, the Bible says. Now the best part. Listen carefully. I'm not mad now. I may get mad at any time, so stay around. I'm not mad right now. The best part. Follow me carefully. Now don't miss this. Set up straight. You haven't heard a word said. Listen. Hey, no talking, please. No talking. Listen to me now. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Now that's not just one group. That's two groups. Don't miss this. This is a sermon. That's two groups. Come unto me, all ye that labor, and I'll give you rest. And then come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Look at me. Close your Bible. Look at me. Listen to me. Here's what it means. There are two groups here. Those that labor and those that are heavy laden. What is it? The ones that labor are those that cause your own burden. And the ones that are heavy laden are those that did not cause their burden. It was loaded on them by somebody else. Jesus said, if you got yourself in trouble, come unto me and I'll give you rest. Or if somebody else got you in trouble, come unto me and I'll give you rest. Now to me, that's a wonderful truth. That means that God is just as interested in giving you rest if you got yourself in trouble. And if you're a scoundrel, if you're in trouble and you're hurt, God's interested in those that hurt, not how you got hurt. He's interested in those that have burdens, not how you got your burden. So God said, if you labor, come unto me, and I'll give you, or if somebody place the yoke upon you. Let me illustrate. Here's a young lady who gets in trouble. She gets pregnant. She's not married. I'm not talking about any particular person. But she gets pregnant. She's not married. Now, you understand, folks, that girl, though she got herself in that trouble, God still loves her. And God still says, come unto me and I'll give you rest. You put the burden on yourself. Wait a minute now. You got two parents here. They had nothing to do with this. Their hearts are broken. They are heavy laden. Jesus said to them, you parents are brokenhearted. You never dreamed it could happen to you. You saw it happen to others. And there you sit and your heart's broken and you're crushed. Jesus said, come unto me, I'll give you rest. Then he goes over here to this little girl that just pregnant out of wedlock, and she loaded herself up. She put the burden on herself. And Jesus said, honey, you come too. Let me illustrate again. My father was an alcoholic. My mother was a praying woman, and my father gave her plenty to pray about. My father was an alcoholic, and my mother was a godly woman, one of the best women I ever met. My father ruined his life. He labored. He loaded up his own burden and ruined his life. My father burdened my mother. My mother did not load a burden. It was not her fault. It was my father's fault. So my father labored and my mother was heavy laden. Are you understanding what I'm saying? My father labored and my mother was heavy laden. That means those of you, so Jesus comes along and he says, Costel, that was my mother's name, he says, Costel, your husband has loaded you up with burdens, he's broken your heart, he's destroyed your marriage, Costel, you just come to me, and you'll still have your burden, you'll still have the alcoholic husband, you'll still have to work 40 hours a week in a public school lunchroom, you'll still have to take care of that boy and that girl by yourself, but come in, Costel, I'll give you a yoke. You'll have the same burden, but I'll give you a harness that'll make it easier for you to bear. And he goes over here and says, Happy, nobody caused yours but you. You picked up the bottle yourself. You yourself lived the life you've lived. You are not heavy laden. Nobody loaded your wagon for you. You loaded your wagon yourself. Well, I hope you're getting this. You loaded your wagon yourself. But the same Savior comes to my daddy who caused this trouble and got himself into trouble and says, you can come just like Costel can come. She had nothing to do with her, but the Savior is not interested in how you got there. He's interested that you're there and he has compassion for you. What does it mean? It means this. The two types of folks here this morning who are burdened. There's the one who's heavy laden. Let me describe some of you. You have a wayward child. I could point to every section here this morning and tell you at least one couple and probably a dozen that has a wayward child. It's not your fault. You did the best you could. You are heavy laden. Somebody else loaded your truck for you. You didn't put one single brick in the back end of that truck. You're heavy laden. Some of you this morning have been deserted by a husband. I talked to two ladies this week. Husbands just left them. Boy, you better thank God I'm not God. I'd take your salvation away from you. If you ever had any, you wouldn't have to follow for salvation. I'd kick you out. But now, these little ladies, they didn't labor. They were heavy laden. These godless husbands and wayward husbands took the load and came over here and placed it on their wives. Jesus says to you, wives, come unto me. I won't take your burden away. Your husband's still gone. But I'll get in there and I'll join you in the yoke. And I'll give you a harness that'll help you to bear that easier. There's some this morning have serious illness. You didn't purposely get sick. You don't know what caused it. You are heavy laden. There's some of you this morning, loved one has passed away. You didn't ask for it. It's not your fault. You have been heavy laden. You did not load your own truck. Somebody else put the bricks on your truck, and you're heavy laden. There's some this morning who someone has betrayed you, or you've lost a dear friend, or you've been unjustly criticized, or you have a heartache that someone else caused. Or maybe, let me say this, maybe even God caused it. Maybe God wanted you to have a burden. But I'm talking to folks this morning who are heavy laden. You did not choose to do anything that caused your burden. And I'm talking to hundreds of people. I mean hundreds and hundreds of people who have burdens this morning and heartaches and you had nothing to do with it. I've got news for you. Jesus says, hey, come on over here. I'll give you a new harness. And I'll get in there with you too. Maybe it's mental anguish, bodily torture, loneliness, a pain. Now let me, that's one crowd. Now let's go to the other place. You sold your own birthright. The burden you have this morning, you caused it. Listen to me. You caused it. You picked up the bottle yourself. You chose to hear, to bear the yoke caused by sin. You chose to lie. You chose to steal. You chose to drink. You chose to gamble. You chose to sell your future. You chose to sell your joy for a few moments of pleasure. You placed the load on your own shoulders. You placed the burden on yourself. And it's your fault that you're in trouble. But I've got news. The same Savior that comes to the one who has the load placed upon him comes to you who placed your load upon you and says, come on to me and I'll give you rest. Lord of God. Let me give you just a few thoughts in closing. One, the same invitations to both. Come unto me. Come unto me, one who was loaded but did not load your own truck. Come unto me, one that had nothing to do with the burden that you bear. Come unto me, heartbroken wife. Come unto me, heartbroken parent. Come unto me, lonely one. Come unto me, one diseased with a sickness unto death, perhaps. Come unto me, young widow. Come unto me, senior saint. The circumstances of life have placed your burden upon you, and you had nothing to do. Come to me, and I'll give you rest. Come unto me, mission man. You got yourself in the trouble you're in. The same invitations to you as to the godly woman forsaken by a husband. Let me explain it more carefully. The same invitation that's to the sinned against is to the sinner. The same invitation is to the stricken and the striker. The same invitation is to the smitten and the smiter. The same invitation is to the hurting and the hurter. The same invitation is to the forsaken and the forsaker. So God, I have my outline, a statement I told the fellows about this morning. Here it is. It is not what caused you to hurt that moves God. It is that you hurt. Now you listen carefully, Pharisees. Listen. Hey, listen. Here we are. If somebody didn't, okay, let's take Michelle, sick mom. She had nothing to do with her burden. She is heavy laden. Okay, let's take a little lady who went into sin and lost her husband because it's her fault. God looks down. He doesn't check and see how you got there. He sees where you are. It's not how you got, but we're not that way. We have compassion on a Michelle Sigma, and we should. But God, if we get like Jesus, we'll say, we'll help you if you are heavy laden or if you labor to get yourself there. By the way, if you picked up 100 pounds yourself, or if somebody put 100 pounds on you, it's still 100 pounds. And it still is hard to carry. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you're looking at a man that thinks there ought to be a revival among fundamentalists of the same compassion of those who hurt because they caused the hurt as those that hurt because they did not cause the hurt. And when you get that way, you'll be like Jesus, because Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden. Somebody took that load and placed it on you. Come unto me, I'll give you rest. But he said also, those of you that took the load and placed it on yourself, he said, you come too, and I'll give you the same rest. The same invitation to both. The same compassion to both. Jesus hurts as much for those of you that caused your hurt as he hurts for those who did not cause your hurt. He says, I love you. I love those of you who caused your trouble just as much as those that didn't cause your trouble. But the fact is, I see you hurt, and I don't want you hurt. So those of you who are heartbroken through no fault of your own, you've done your best. You've tried to live for God, and burdens have been placed upon you. Come unto me. But hey, you that caused her burden, you come too. You that caused the heartache, you come too. For if you are heavy laden, or if you labor, the same invitation and the same compassion is to both. I've implied this already. The same love is to both. Now, we're not that way. We don't love the person that's gone into deep sin, whose life has been wrecked, like we love Michelle Sigma. But God does. You listen carefully. Please forgive me for using illustration like this, but I feel like it's so good. God looks down and says, gives the same invitation to Sandy Taylor who spent her life on the streets of this area, selling her body in the sand. That's a lonely woman. She has no husband. She lives alone, basically. But she keeps on serving God. And I'm proud of her. And God looks at her. She's heavy laden. She labored to get where she is. But God looks at her, and God looks at Michelle Sigma, and the invitation is just as much to Sandy Taylor as it is to Michelle Sigma. And God is just as compassionate to Sandy Taylor as he is to Michelle Sigma. And God loves Sandy Taylor as much as he loves Michelle Sigma. Now what you do is you help those that are heavy laden and gossip about those that labor. Those that are, I don't care how they got there, suffering humanity is suffering humanity. Jesus saw the multitudes and was moved with compassion. He didn't know what kind of multitudes they were. He didn't check and see why you were there. He saw those that had heavy hearts, and he said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. And that invitation and that statement were to those who chose to go and those who had to go. Not only does he give the same invitation to both, the same compassion to both, the same love to both, but he gives the same reward to both. Now, hear me carefully. There are people in this room this morning who are dying. I mean, literally, in your spirit is dying. You're so burdened to have such a heartache. You do not know how you can take it. And there are people this morning, you've been a scoundrel. You played the fool. You've listened to the devil like Eve did in the Garden of Eden. And you made your own bed. He made his own bed. I didn't lie in it. That's not what Jesus says. Jesus comes this morning to that one who made his own bed. And says, I'll give you the same reward as the one whose bed was made for him. Praise God. I talked to everybody this morning. For everybody here has had, or will have, either heavy laden or labor. I'm talking to people all over this room this morning who've done things you wish you'd never done. I'm talking to folks all over this room who've had things done to you that you wish had never happened. I don't care how you got there. There's a loving Heavenly Father who says, I love you the same. I have the same compassion. I give the same invitation. And the same rest and peace and joy and contentment can come to him who made his own bed, that can come to him whose bed was made for him. That's why we sing. Come every soul. Come every soul. Thy sin oppressed. Now you may have caused the oppression of sin, or someone else may have caused your oppression by their sin. But he asked you to come. I love the statement. It's not how you got there. It moves God. It's that you're there. By the way, he doesn't walk up and down these aisles this morning and say, you got a burden? How'd you get it? He said, you got a burden? Get to me. Get to me. He doesn't ask you what your burden is. He doesn't ask if you caused it or somebody else caused it. He says, you got a burden? But you don't understand. I don't have to understand. You got a burden. But I'm the bum. I don't care if you're a bum. You got a burden. He's not looking this morning for people who got there with a certain way. It's not how you got there. It's that you're there. This morning, your heart's crushed. You've tried to serve God, but the future looks mighty bleak. My Savior says, come unto me. Didn't say go to the psychiatrist, come unto me. Didn't say go to Alcoholics Anonymous, says come unto me. Instead, go to the psychologist. Come to me. Come to me. This morning, if you dug your own hole, made your own bed, dug your own grave, He comes to you just like he comes to the other. He said, get over here. Come on to me. I can't erase your past life, but I'll give you a new harness. And it won't rip the flesh off of you when you jump. My yoke is easy because my burden is light. So this morning, if you have a heartache that you did not cause, come to Jesus. He'll give you rest. Or if you have a heartache and you're to blame for the whole mess, the same invitation, the same love, the same compassion, and the same reward. What a verse. Come unto me, all ye that labor and the heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Would you bow your heads, please?